This is my Bible. It's called the Word of God. It's called the Sword of the Spirit. It is my spiritual weapon. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Devil, I am armed and dangerous. In Jesus' name, amen. If you believe it, say amen. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter number 22. Please indulge me for the next few minutes to give you a word that will be life-changing, strengthening. On the last 2 months, we spent significant time on bringing home the point of falling in love with Jesus. How many in love with him? Amen. I love Jesus. I'm not ashamed. I'm man enough to say, Lord, I'm in love with Jesus. Sound like somebody need to praise the Lord if we're here. Come on, let's go ahead.
Oh, my God.
going to speak to you today. It doesn't make sense. And I'm going to give you one nugget, and I'm going to let you go home from that. The Bible said that when Abraham was called by God to take his son Isaac to the Mount Moriah to sacrifice him, that Abraham said, me and my son are going to go up yonder to worship, and we're going to return back to this place. Abraham said he was going to worship even before he went into the tribe, and he prophesied over him and his son that they were coming back off the mountain.
Yeah.
I wonder what would happen if you started worshiping and praising God before you even entered into the struggle, knowing that the same God that gave you the promise is going to bring you out of the struggle. My God, that kind of worship gets the ear and the attention of God.